Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Secretary, what is the United States border policy?
You know what our policy is? Our policy is to enforce the law.
I think that Democrats, if the election is about who is the most extreme, then they're going to win. If it is a referendum on the president, they will lose, and they know that.
With a straight face, Kevin McCarthy says the MAGA Republic is going to restore faith in our elections. As we say in my faith, bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Think the IRS should have guns while they take yours away? Vote for your rights.
You cannot control us.
Get out and vote November 8th. Only 42 days until Election Day.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-Sean. If you want to be a part of the program, so there are states that if the Republicans want to pick up the Senate, 42 days to go, best election coverage on your radio dial. There are states now that we have to hold. State of Florida, that would be a hold state. The state of North Carolina, the state of South Carolina, state of Pennsylvania, the state of Ohio, the state of Wisconsin, for example. And we have pickup opportunities like in Georgia. And we have a pickup opportunity in a place like New Hampshire. We're going to get into that race. Pickup opportunities maybe even out in Washington State. Who knows? Arizona, a chance to take out Mark Kelly with Blake Masters. Another pickup opportunity would be in Nevada with Paul Laxalt. And we now have five polls in a week that show that Laxalt has taken the lead. Trafalgar, Data for Progress, big data poll. Insider Advantage, that's Matt Towery. And by the way, following the Emerson poll earlier in the week, which predicted that Laxalt would prevail in November. And by the way, polling firm, you know, Trafalgar, for example, is rated A- by 538. It shows Adam Laxalt ahead by 4 points now. Now, should we take this race for granted? Not at all. Act as though you're 5 points down. Fight hard. Anyway, Senate candidate for the Republicans, Adam Laxalt, is with us. Great news on the polling data for you out there. What's changed?
Well, it's a good question if anything's changed or if we've always been up, and we got treated to a slew of fake polls and a lot of mainstream media trying to talk us out of a red wave. I mean, I think we've been in a red wave the entire year. I'm the guy that is in every single county in my state. I know how upset people are. I have moderate Democrats and independents come up to me every day, Sean, and sometimes they feel like they've got to whisper it. Thanks to cancel culture. We're with you. you need to win. You got to save our state. And so, look, people understand that our country is headed dramatically in the wrong direction. And, you know, I have to remind national media that our inflation is at 16%, not 8%. Our gas is over $5. It's not down at 3 like some of these other battleground states. You know,
by the way, that $3 a gallon is BS. It's now closer to $4 nationally.
Yeah. Of course, Joe Biden, you know, got fact checked there on his every state is under $3. We asked Senator Masto if she wouldn't mind telling her president that we're at 520 here. But look, I think that the bottom line is we're where we thought we'd be. We've run a really strong race. We've been on offense. We've been consistent with our marks. And now we're in the closing message time, which is if you think Nevada and America is on the wrong track, you need a change. And Senator Masto has been a rubber stamp for Joe Biden. As your viewers and listeners would well know, no one even knows her name. You know why? Because she votes Joe Biden 100% of the time. If she ever broke with Joe Biden, you'd hear her name alongside of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. But she's been a 100% vote with his economic agenda. She's never broken on the border, on law and order issues. And so when we needed her to be independent, she's been nowhere to be found. And you know, I had a strong record as attorney general. And so despite tens of millions of dollars of net ads all summer long, we held. That's why we're up today. And we feel like we're going to, you know, keep the pedal to the metal. Going to be a tight race. They're throwing everything they can at us, which is why, by the way, we need grassroots conservatives to help fuel the tank at adamlaxalt.com. But we're going to keep doing what we're doing, and we hope we're going to win this race.
There's still battles going on for these Senate races. I mean, every state that I'm mentioning is a bellwether state, maybe a swing. It can go either way. I think Marco Rubio takes Florida. I think Herschel, he's now been up in the last few polls. He's got a tough race, but he's winning that race as of right now. Ted Budd is winning, but he's only up by 3. So, you know, all these races are tight. Oz is within 3, but he's caught up dramatically in just the last couple of weeks as Fetterman has gotten exposed. J.D. Vance, I think he's net 3 on Real Clear Politics. Ron Johnson has pulled ahead of Mandela Barnes. I think we've got a shot in New Hampshire. Eric Schmidt, I think, will do well in Missouri. I'm a little worried about your neighboring state there, Arizona, and Blake Masters. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, my thought is if these Democrats didn't have overwhelming money to crush all of these Senate candidates all summer, we'd all be up, and we'd all be cruising for very, very strong wins across all these Senate races. But they were able to distort their own record. You know, my opponent, Senator Masto, you know, grabs like a cop and runs that on TV and says law enforcement supports her, when in fact 95% of the badges are with me and the statewide law enforcement, they flipped from her to join me as one example, right? And so they had a lot of free airspace in the summer. Now that all of us that are finally on TV were able to correct the record, get on offense, I think everything is landing where it was always going to land, which is we're going to win these races. We're going to win these races. Arizona is the toughest because he's being outspent still there dramatically. But most of these other races, because of strong numbers, a lot of the money's been filled in on our side. And we still have ways to go, but it's coming. And people understand. There is no Senate majority without Nevada. And, I mean, there's story after story. There's Real Clear Politics put a story out today. Herschel Walker, Adam Laxalt, must win. Without the two of us, cannot take the U.S. Senate, which is why, you know, we need help.
I saw the very same thing that you were reading. But we also have those other states we've got to hold. And then not easy states to win for Republicans statewide.
I always remind people this, which is you got to look to 2020. And so, for example, you know, Trump dominated Ohio by 10 points. There's no way J.D. Vance doesn't win that race. We are red of 2020. My state, he lost by 2. We are definitely to the right of 2020. And in the end of the day, I don't think voters are going to be fooled. And so you can go right down the line. Pennsylvania, Georgia, these are all razor-thin races. The fact of the matter is that people think the country's on the wrong track. In my state, 70% of Nevadans think we're on the wrong track. Independents have Joe Biden at 27% approval. All that is going to combine to give us what we need. And by the way, Sean, the Hispanic vote has moved from Catherine Masto won in 16 Hispanics by 42 points. 42 wow. points. There's public polling. And by the way, she only won by two in 2016 with that spread. There's polling that has me down only 10 with Hispanic voters because they.
That's a dramatic shift. And we're seeing that nationwide. I think you've given great insight into the election. It's what I believe will happen, too. I think it's hard. I think every candidate has got to be aggressive. What's happening is a phenomenon. It seems every Democratic Senate and gubernatorial candidate has adopted the same strategy to hide as much as possible. I don't know where all this money is coming from. Hopefully we'll find out. But tens and tens of millions of dollars against every Republican Senate candidate and every Republican gubernatorial candidate is being dumped on their heads in these negative ads. And then they don't want to debate. They want a lot of early voting to take place and debate maybe 7 days before the election after, you know, half the state has already voted because they don't want the confrontation. They don't want to be asked tough questions. And one other common theme in every state is the media is not asking Democrats any tough questions, none whatsoever.
None. And we've experienced that here in Nevada. You know, there's been a bunch of stories that have come out against Senator Masto only from national media, and then they just don't make it into the state. And you know, anything that is even whispered about me runs up and down the state. We've had four fact checks in this race, Sean. I don't think most races have had one. Four of her ads have been fact checked, two of them by the Washington Post, certainly no friend to Adam Laxalt. And so they're lying about my record. And then, as I'm sure you report all the time, they don't run on their votes. They don't vote on Joe Biden's or run on Joe Biden's America. They're pretending like they're centrists or they're Republicans. And so we never lie about my record. We don't put up false ads. But Democrats are willing to do whatever it takes to hold power. And I really hope that our electorate understands that what we've seen in the last few years is craven left. They'll lie, cheat, and steal to win. And I think it's going to be our time. I think people are going to ignore all this stuff. And they've decided that we need change. We need a check on Joe Biden's progressive policies. And that's why I think we're going to win on November 8th.
All right. Appreciate it. Adam Laxalt out in Nevada. We're going to continue to follow your race as we promised you. Thank you so much for being with us.
AdamLaxalt.com. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Appreciate it. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Listen, here it is, the fall season, cooler weather, and you want to cozy up in a wonderful home. Listen, if you have a fall project, I got a simple one that's going to have a profound difference on any or every room in your house, and that's custom window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. In other words, a nice fall home refresh doesn't need to be a hassle. When you order online, you save money. No store can beat the prices at Blinds.com. You don't sacrifice style. You don't sacrifice service. They have the premium selection of blind shades, shutters, and drapes at Blinds.com. My favorite, motorized shades. That makes your life a lot easier. Trust me, I love motorized shades. And if you need help making a selection, like me, I can't design anything. Anyway, they have design professionals, the experts, always available for live consultations. And if you need help measuring, installing, you're covered there as well. They have no hidden fees, no misleading quotes at Blinds.com. You don't pay for a showroom or retail markups. That savings is passed on to you, and shipping is always free. It's why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Now, if you go to Blinds.com right now, you'll save an additional 40% off site-wide. That's Blinds.com. Save 40% right now. Perfect time to make your home look great for the holidays. All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue. We'll hit the phones, 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program as we take calls now for the rest of the show. Great Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on Fox.
alerting you to all the ways the government wants to butt into your life. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, let's hit our phones. 800-941-SEAN, our number. Let us say hi to... All right, Tommy's in New Mexico. Hey, Tommy, how are you? Are you following your attorney general out there now asking for nearly, $635,000 in anticipation of prosecuting four people involved in the shooting death on the set of the movie Rust with the cinematographer Helena Hutchins and, of course, Alec Baldwin famously saying, well, I didn't pull the trigger, but insinuating it may very well, he may be very well likely one of the four people indicted over this. A lot of news going on out there. How are you?
Very well, thank you. That's very true. On the gas prices, if you go to the name brands, the Chevron, the Shell, they're at $3.75 to $3.89. If you go to the less popular, I guess, or the Walmart's gas stations, they're at $3.05. $3.05. But what I'd like to know, Mr. Hannity, is Biden signed this executive order for the digital dollar. So I don't know what it is. And yesterday on the news, there was a thing from Yellen saying she's going to start initiating this. Can you do a segment one day on what is the digital dollar? How does it affect us? What's it going to do to us? Now, I'm retired, so I get my Social Security and my military retirement. Am I going to lose that? Other people are beginning.
You're not going to lose your Social Security. This is a big fear tactic Democrats use in election years. And if you talk about a digital dollar, I don't know if they're talking about a wire transfer. They're certainly not talking about digital money, Bitcoin, Ethereum, or anything like that. Rest assured, it bothers me to no end that Democrats go through the low tactic of scaring old people. Your retirement is the Republicans are going to cut Social Security and Medicare. No, they're not going to. There's never been a plan to. They have plans to save it so that it doesn't go to end up in bankruptcy or become insolvent. Those things we have to concern ourselves with, because in spite of promises by government to put all that money in a lockbox for your retirement, they squandered it. They spent it all. So now we've got to make up for it some way. And I do believe America will keep its commitments to its older population. It has to. We don't have no choice. You put money in there with a promise that was made your entire working life. You deserve that money. That's your money. So it's frustrating to me that people do that. So I would say don't worry about it. It sounds like to me digital money, it's going to be transferred. There'll be ways, sort of like paying with a debit card at when you go to the grocery store. I tend to use my credit card. Doesn't matter. All are one and the same to me. And but you're not going to lose the money, so let not your heart be troubled, okay?
Okay. Well, you kind of answered it, but I'm still concerned about it.
I'm not specific. Linda, do you understand? I mean, are we talking about digital transfers, or is he talking about, because that's the only, my understanding of it.
I think the only way for us to be sure of anything that anybody's doing is to keep a very close eye on everything you see happening, because I think there's going to be a lot happening with digital currency, crypto, Ethereum, and everything else. And the scales are not tipped in the user's favor by any means. And so since the only benchmark that we have for the value of cryptocurrency is what we place on it, it's not tangible, I don't see a real solid footing in it. That's my personal opinion. I think if you have a financial advisor, it's always good to talk to them. But I'm more of a brick and mortar person any day of the week.
Any day of the week. I agree with that, too. All right. But I want to put your heart at ease. You're not going to not get your Social Security number. Anyway, I appreciate you being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Sean Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Follow Sean Hannity's lead and call Goldco today at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming. And I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. But you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, 800-941-SEAN is our number, 25 to the top of the hour. As promised, let's get to our busy phones. All right, Sam, a liberal from the city of Pittsburgh. What's up, Sam the liberal? How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, what's happening?
Hey, so I remember a few years back, everyone was saying that Trump was cognitively impaired and he was saying crazy things like oranges instead of origins. He decided to take a cognitive test. And he claimed he aced the test. If John Fetterman were to take the same test and he, quote unquote, aced it, would you and the other Republicans, including Dr. Oz, dismiss or stop talking about his cognitive abilities?
Well, it's an interesting question you're asking. He's been resistant to releasing any medical information. I think I know why. People don't want to release medical information, usually because they don't want people to know. I think it doesn't negate what we see with our own eyes. And that is a guy that has been struggling pretty mightily. I mean, the average event for him is like about 10 minutes. I don't think he's gone longer than 14 at any one event. He hasn't taken any questions from the press at all. And that's unfortunate and unfair to the people, I believe, of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I don't think a vote should be cast in any election until you have debates between the candidates. Frankly, I think all the debates should happen before a single vote ever gets cast. So waiting to the last week in October before the election to agree to a debate and then ask for concessions like a teleprompter for closed captioning, I think is fundamentally unfair. And I've never heard of that before. Fairly unprecedented. I don't know if it's happened before. I don't remember or recall any case. So, but I think the bigger issue with Fetterman are his positions. So, you know, you say you're a liberal, right? Do you agree with all of his positions on all these controversial issues he's taken? Do you agree with a moratorium on fracking? Do you agree with the taxpayers funding, safe, shooting zones or drug shooting zones like he has? Do you support no restrictions at all on abortion, meaning you can have an abortion up until the moment of birth? They're called, by the way, safe injection sites. He wants to legalize, at one point, he wants to legalize heroin, fund safe injection sites. Do you support legalizing? Do you support legalizing heroin? Do you support safe injection sites paid for by the taxpayer?
You going to let me talk? Okay. You never answered my question.
I did answer your question. I said it will not. I gave you an answer. It will not negate what I see with my own eyes. No.
So you have a double standard. Just say I have a double standard. When Trump took the cognitive test, I'd let it go. When if Fetterman took
Trump didn't show any cognitive decline like John Fetterman, or Joe Biden.
You have a double standard. Listen,
it's not a double standard. It's not, because if I saw the same thing in Donald Trump that I'm seeing in Joe Biden or John Fetterman, I would say he's struggling cognitively. Donald Trump, I was just with him for 2 hours interviewing him last week. He had no problems cognitively. That I can assure you.
Trump recommended injecting bleach into your system and putting light into your system.
Okay, and that's been reported again and again and again.
No,
right now, Trump isn't on the ballot. But I do notice you haven't answered a single question of mine. Let's go through issue by issue by your buddy Fetterman. Do you support abortion up until the moment of birth like he does or no?
He does not support that. That is illegal.
Yes, he does. He doesn't support. He does not support any restrictions or any limits on abortion. You're lying. You're lying.
Roe v. Wade.
I have the tape of it.
Roe v. Wade put the...
I'm not talking about Roe v. Wade. I'm talking about John Fetterman's position on abortion. He supports no limits at all on abortion. Do you agree with him or not?
Play the tape so that I can hear it. You said you have him on tape. Play the tape so that we can hear him say he's in favor of abortions up until the moment of birth. I want
Jason,
to pull,
Jason will go into our archives. We have the tape. We've played the tape before. Now, my next question for you. My next question for you while we're getting the tape. We have, for example, him saying he wants a moratorium on fracking. Now, that's an $81 billion industry. Do you support the moratorium on fracking?
I think that if we're
going to... Yes, listen, I don't have enough time for your thinking. Yes or no? So you support it or not?
I'll support it, because you know what? If you want America first, you should nationalize all oil.
Did he do the right
fracking?
Next question. I don't need your thoughts. I'm asking questions. Do you agree that it was a good idea for him to support the Crips when he ran for mayor?
Listen, I'm going to vote for the guy who is...
I didn't ask you if you're going to vote for the guy. I'm asking you, do you support that?
I'm going to vote for the guy who is kicking...
I'm not asking you that question.
Ball.
I'm asking you, do you support his call to release one-third of all convicted prisoners in the state of Pennsylvania? Do you support that?
Sure. If you're not...
You do.
Violent
do, you, do you agree with him when he voted as the sole person on the parole board to release convicted murderers, including somebody that murdered an 18-year-old for heroin money? Do you support those positions of his?
Violent offenders, if they're nonviolent offenders, and most...
No,
of them,
I just mentioned a case. He has voted to free murderers, convicted murderers, and that had life without parole. He has voted as the head of the parole board to release them. Do you agree with him?
Play the tape where he's saying he wants abortion.
Okay, you're a broken record.
Moment.
Let me play the tape. Let me play the tape just to shut you up, because that's the only thing you want to hear is the tape. We finally got it. Here it is.
If I'm in the United States Senate, I would immediately support the first campaign to support the elimination of the filibuster to make sure that we codify women's reproductive freedom in law to make sure that even if the Supreme Court does go down that road and eliminate or revoke Roe v. Wade, that we already existingly codify that into law and make sure that we can't go back. Abortions are going to continue in America, whether it's legal or not. They just won't be safe if they're illegal, and we can't ever go back to that. We just can't.
And are there any limits on abortion you would find appropriate?
I don't believe so, no.
I don't believe so, no. Checkmate. Do you support it?
I'll support it, because he never said up until the moment of birth. So you're
any
lying.
Limits on abortion? Stop parsing words.
Lying? You're are you lying?
So
you're...
so a woman an hour before she's willing to give is due to give birth. You support the right of that woman to abort that baby? That's infanticide. You support that?
I support a woman making the decision to do something.
Answer the question. Do you support the right of a woman to have an abortion an hour before she's scheduled to give birth? Yes or no?
You are a sick, disgusting, perverted
person. I'm a sick, disgusting. I think it's kind of sick and disgusting that you support it and you're supporting a guy that supports it. He said it in his own words. No restrictions. No restrictions means you can have an abortion till the baby's born. Now, my question again, do you support and agree with no restrictions like John Fetterman, or do you think that probably is infanticide?
I'll take the guy who's kicking authority in the balls. That's who I'm going to choose.
You mean the guy that doesn't pay taxes on his property? The guy with the liens on his property? The guy that never worked a job in his life? The guy that's been a trust fund brat? That guy?
At least Fetterman lives in Pennsylvania. I'm going to vote for the guy who lives in Pennsylvania.
So does Oz live in Pennsylvania. Nice try, but that's another lie that liberals have been putting out there. You know, all I have to say to you is, I want you to listen very, very closely, Sam. Checkmate. Thanks for calling. Thank you to my team for pulling up the tape. We played it before. It's hard. We have such a long, big archives. It takes a little while to get it in there. Anyway, Perry is in. Linda, you're laughing. Why are you laughing so hard?
I think it's really funny that as soon as he kept asking for you to play the tape, Jason and I are scrambling, because there's the hard part, see, that he doesn't understand is there's so much dumb stuff that Fetterman says that we have, you know, 89 cuts of dumb stuff that Fetterman has said. So you got to go through all 89 to find it, right? And he's actually said the no limits on abortion thing more than once. And he was like, of course he doesn't support that. Of course he doesn't. Fine. You think he said it, play the tape. So then you play the tape and it's like, oh, well, what he actually meant was, or what? No, no, no. That's what he said. So now that you're in a corner, tell us what you think. And then it turns into name calling because that's the standard liberal play. I no longer have a leg to stand on. So now I'm just going to talk trash because I can't support my argument because, oh, guess what? I was wrong. You were right. And that's what gets me so pissed off with liberals. They either yell, they name call, or they say you're lying. And it's like, you could literally stand in the rain soaking wet and say it's raining. And they'll say, well, it's not really raining. It's like, it's kind of like a little bit wet, but that could be from the other day. It's ridiculous.
What were the words, the adjectives he used against me? I don't even remember.
Sick, disgusting, perverted.
Sick and disgusting. Don't you think that somebody that supports the idea of a woman having an abortion an hour before she's due to give birth, that is a child that can live independently.
It's a viable human.
It is a viable human being, and he supports the barbaric, you know, late-term infanticide of a little child. Now, that is the sickest, most twisted, most disgusting position. I do have friends that say that they're pro-choice. None of them like the idea of abortion. They prefer that people, if you're going to engage in adult activity, then be responsible. And we have all the means to protect against pregnancy. I think even kids now in first grade are taught about it.
Well, the problem is that not only do we have the means, but we give it out for free.
Right.
So the whole idea
of
pro-choice. Yeah, I don't have access. I don't have money. I can't get to it. First of all, they are giving you Plan B, birth control, condoms. I mean, any sort of protection that you could possibly want in 2022 is readily available to you for free, given to you by the American tax dollar. And then when you decide that you're not accountable or responsible for your actions, oh, guess what? Now our federal tax dollars are going to go to Planned Parenthood. Well, they will murder your child right up until it comes out of the womb, into the earth, breathing air, and then you're going to kill it on the side of the table while you decide whether or not they are actually a viable human. This is the world we live in. That's disgusting and perverted and sick.
This is where the country is. This is the divide. You can tell people the truth. They don't even want to hear it. They'll just deny the truth. Then you play it. Then they attack you for playing it.
Well, the sad part is Sam's vote's going to cross out somebody like mine's in Pennsylvania. And he's worried about Oz saying whether or not he lived in Pennsylvania or New Jersey or,
He did live in Pennsylvania.
He does live in Pennsylvania. And since when is it a sin to have a house somewhere else?
By the way, I grew up in New York and then I lived 5 years in Rhode Island, 5 years in California, 2 years in Alabama, 4 years in Georgia. And then I made it back to New York to work at Fox when it went on the air. We're going to begin our 27th year in, you know, a week or two. So, you know, it's...
Can you prove that, Sean? Do you have tape from the first time you were on Fox? Could you roll that? And I don't know
don't
if I believe you.
Don't make me laugh. You know, I just find it interesting. You start getting to the... That's not true. He doesn't support. That's bull. That play the tape. All right, we have to scramble and find the tape. By the way, for everybody listening to this program, I mean, we have tapes. We have millions of cuts saved over the years. It's like finding a needle in a haystack.
And then Jason and I are like scrambling. We're like, which one did he? Because literally there were three cuts where not once, three different times that we had readily available. Where one time he says there are no limits. Then he says, and he's very careful about it. I don't want to stop women's reproductive rights. I don't think you understand. The reproductive aspect of this has already taken place. This person has already reproduced. There is a viable human in their stomach, and you are now saying that they are allowed to give birth to this and that we can now kill it once it's born. Like, are we forgetting guys now? Like, that happens in Pennsylvania, too. You know, there's some really ugly stuff going on right now.
Yeah, these are really, really tough times. I'm worried about my fellow countrymen. I know what it's like to struggle, and all these numbers I give out every day, and all these extremists. I mean, Mandela Barnes is a radical leftist. Raphael Warnock, you know, praises the trifecta. Louis Farrakhan, Reverend Wright, and Fidel Castro. Votes with, you know, Biden nearly 100% of the time. It's so frustrating, and all they do is pound Republicans with these lying negative ads, and they're hiding from the media. The media is complicit in helping them hide. They don't want to debate. All they do is they get tens and tens of millions of dollars in money to hold on to power. And these negative ads have an impact. And it's been going on in every race all around the country. I'd like to know where the tens of millions are coming from, because it's a fortune that is being spent. It is a record year, and by far in every race, Democrats are outspending Republicans. It sucks.
It does stink. And not only that, it's outside money. The same guy who's upset about the fact of the fake news about where Oz may or may not live, and he lives in Pennsylvania for the record, has no concern whatsoever for where the money is coming from that is supporting Fetterman, who has never worked a day in his life, destroyed the one city he was the mayor of, can't put a sentence together now due to a stroke that he won't discuss, and can't debate in front of the people who are supposed to vote for him.
And 71% of Americans say their paychecks are not keeping up with Biden's inflation. Anyway, you know, thanks to people like you, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is able to deliver on their promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have all made for us. Heroes like Masota's Familia, who couldn't wait to join the NYPD because she wanted to make her community safer. Proudly wore the uniform until the day that she was ambushed in the line of duty solely because of the uniform she was wearing. Survived by three children, her oldest daughter, Genesis, was only 20 years old when she was murdered. And then she became the sole guardian and the sole provider of her twin siblings, Peter and Delilah. They were only 12 years old. Thanks to your generosity, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation gave her children a mortgage-free home. For some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing that they can stay in the home where they made memories with their fallen loved one. For other families, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. And all they're asking is all of us. We all commit to $11 a month. I know these are tough economic times. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Quick break, right back.
Entertaining Americans coast to coast. Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Josh Hawley is saying, yep, there needs to be a law. States have the right to export illegal immigrants if Joe Biden's violating the law, aiding and abetting law breaking. Alina Haba, the president's attorney, Mark Meadows, Blake Masters tonight. Ainsley Earhart will be on, as well as Leo 2.0 Terrell, Pete Hegseth, and much, much more. We'll get an update on the weather from Joe Bastardi. Tonight at 9, Hannity, Fox News. We'll see you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from, all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering the free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with 2 decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com.